Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and Dir Mezekhes Yavamis Daf Chav Ches, the third parak, Arba Achin. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amin Aleph had stated that in the case of two sisters falling to two brothers for Yibum, if one of the sisters is an heir to one of the brothers, then that brother is forbidden to take her, but is permitted to take her sister in Yibum. The Gemara asked why this was taught when we already learned in the Mishnah Daf Chav Amin Aleph, with the case of two sisters who fall to one brother, and one of the sisters is an heir to the Avam. And the Mishnah states, Achos kashi yavimta o chaletzes amise bemes. Her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may either do a chalitza or be taken in Yibum. So why did our Mishnah need to repeat it? The Gemara answers that both cases were needed, for if only the case of one Yavam was taught, one might think that in the case of two brothers, ekel migzer mishum sheni, there's room to think that a gezer should be made that the first brother not do Yibum, for otherwise his doing Yibum might lead to the second brother mistakenly doing Yibum. Therefore, the Mishnah is teaching that the first brother may do Yibum. And if only the case of two brothers was taught, one might think that the first brother can do Yibum, since the second brother shows that one may not take a sister of a Zukuka. But in the case of one Yavam, where there's no second brother, one might come to think that one is permitted to take a sister of a Zukuka in Yibum without realizing the second sister was an Erva to the Yavam. Point of it to Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, and similarly Rav Chiya taught a Brice which states, concerning all the Arayas listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, I can apply the Mishnah's teaching that Asur Lazeb Muteris Lazeb, the sister who is forbidden to this brother, is permitted to that brother, and vice versa. And this is a case in which they had stated, Achon Sekashi Yavimta O Chaletzes O Misya Bemes, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may do Chalitza or be taken in Yibum. Rav Yudah said that this statement applies to all the arise listed in the first Mishnah from the case of mother-in-law and onward, but does not include the first six cases related to daughters and granddaughters. The reason is that this rule could only apply to daughters that were conceived out of wedlock, for then they could be two sisters that were daughters from two brothers from the same woman. And our Mishnah only deals with cases of marriage, not with cases where a woman was violated. The Gemara brings two more interpretations of this rule. Point number three, the next Mishnah states that if there were three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, or to a woman and her daughter or a granddaughter, and both married brothers died childless, the Yavamas require a chalitza and may not be taken in Yibum. This is because each widow is a relative of a zakuka. They must do chalitza since the issur of taking a relative of a zakuka is only the Rabbanim. But Rabbi Shimon exempts them even from chalitza. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, Rabbi Shimon punches them from both chalitza and Yibum, for the pasuk states, V'isha al-achosa lo tikach litzror, you shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them tzaros. This teaches, B'shah shenasu tzaros zo wazo, lo yelukuchen afil ba'achaz mehen, that at the time that the two sisters become tzaros to one another by falling to the same man for Yibum, you should not have a marital bond with even one of them. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph had stated that in a case of two sisters falling to two brothers for Yibum, if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers, then that brother is forbidden to take her, but is permitted to take her sister in Yibum. The Gemara asked why this was taught when we already learned in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, with the case of two sisters who fall to one brother, and one of the sisters is an heir to the Avam. And the Mishnah states, Achos kashi yavimta o chaletzes amise bemes. Her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may either do a chalitza or be taken in Yibum. So why did our Mishnah need to repeat it? The Gemara answers that both cases were needed, for if only the case of one Yavam was taught, one might think that in the case of two brothers, ekel migzer mishum sheni, there's room to think that a gezer should be made that the first brother not do Yibum, for otherwise his doing Yibum might lead to the second brother mistakenly doing Yibum. Therefore, the Mishnah is teaching that the first brother may do Yibum. And if only the case of two brothers was taught, one might think that the first brother can do Yibum, since the second brother shows that one may not take a sister of a Zukuka. But in the case of one Yavam, where there's no second brother, one might come to think that one is permitted to take a sister of a Zukuka in Yibum without realizing the second sister was an Erva to the Yavam. Point of it to Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, and similarly Rav Chiya taught a Brice which states, concerning all the Arayas listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, I can apply the Mishnah's teaching that Asur Lazeb Muteris Lazeb, the sister who is forbidden to this brother, is permitted to that brother, and vice versa. And this is a case in which they had stated, Achon Sekashi Yavimta O Chaletzes O Misya Bemes, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may do Chalitza or be taken in Yibum. Rav Yudah said that this statement applies to all the arise listed in the first Mishnah from the case of mother-in-law and onward, but does not include the first six cases related to daughters and granddaughters. The reason is that this rule could only apply to daughters that were conceived out of wedlock, for then they could be two sisters that were daughters from two brothers from the same woman. And our Mishnah only deals with cases of marriage, not with cases where a woman was violated. The Gemara brings two more interpretations of this rule. Point number three, the next Mishnah states that if there were three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, or to a woman and her daughter or a granddaughter, and both married brothers died childless, the Yavamas require a chalitza and may not be taken in Yibum. This is because each widow is a relative of a zakuka. They must do chalitza since the issur of taking a relative of a zakuka is only the Rabbanim. But Rabbi Shimon exempts them even from chalitza. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught, Rabbi Shimon punches them from both chalitza and yibum, for the pasuk states, V'isha alachosa lo tikach litzror. You shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them tzaros. This teaches, B'sha shenasu tzaros zo wazo, lo yelukuchen afil ba'akaz mehen. That at the time that the two sisters become tzaros to one another by falling to the same man for yibum, you should not have a marital bond with even one of them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Ches, and our standard siman is a strong man, koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who did yibum to one of two sisters because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, and that Rabbi Shimon punches his brother from doing yibum or chalitza because Isha el achosa was the kachlitz roar. Once again, it's a motion. The strong man, that must be more in daf chav ches. The strong man who did yibum to one of two sisters because the other was an heir to him, though his brother could not do the same. Which reminds us, the Mishnah daf chav vav amud alf had stated that in the case of two sisters falling to two brothers for yibum, if one of the sisters is an heir to one of the brothers, then the brother is forbidden to take her, but is permitted to take her sister in yibum. The Gemara asks why this was taught when we already learned it in the Mishnah daf chav amud alf with the case of two sisters who fall to one brother and one of the sisters is an heir to the yavam. And the Mishnah states, achosa kachi yavam. Her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may either do chalitza or be taken in Yibum. The Gemara will discuss why the Mishnah needed to repeat it. So the strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters, because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that Rav Chiya's rule applies to all the arise listed in the first Mishnah from the case of a mother-in-law and onward, but does not include the first six cases related to daughters and granddaughters. The reason is that this rule could only apply to daughters that were conceived out of wedlock, for then they could be two sisters that were daughters from two brothers from the same woman. And our Mishnah only deals with cases of marriage, not with cases where a woman was violated. So, the strong man who did yibum to one of two sisters because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, and that Rabbi Shimon punches his brother from doing yibum or chalitza because of Isha l'achosa was yikach litzror. Which reminds, Gemara brings a brisa that taught Rabbi Shimon punches both sisters of fall to yibum to one yavam from chalitza and yibum, for the pasuk states, v'isha l'achosa lo yikach litzror. You shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them saros. This teaches, b'sha shenasu saros zo wazo lo yelukuchen afil ba'achaz mehen, that at the time that two sisters become saros to one another by falling to the same man for yibum, you shall not have a marital bond with even one of them. So once again, the strong man who did yibum to one of two sisters, because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered there were daughters born out of wedlock, and the Rebbe Shimon punches his brother from doing yibum or chalitza because of Isha Elochosa, Osi Kachlitz Roar. All right, now it's time for four blah bat chazara. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a cud. So here goes. The Yaakov Moshim Achiv Yavam, who inherited his deceased brother's entire antique pitcher collection. Pitchers, that must be more in Daf Chav Dalet. The Yaakov Moshim Achiv Yavam, who inherited his deceased brother's entire antique pitcher collection. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa of the pasuk states, V'hayah b'chor, and it shall be the firstborn. B'chan shem mitzvah gadol yabam. From here we learn that it's a mitzvah for the eldest to do yibum. Yaakov Moshim Achiv, he shall be established on the name of his brother, L'nachla, which refers to inheritance, which teaches that the one who does yibum inherits the entire estate of his brother. So the Yaakov Moshim Achiv Yavam, who inherited his deceased brother's entire antique pitcher collection, was dismayed when he was told that he would not receive a double portion of his grandfather's collection destined for his father, which reminds us, the Gemara asks regarding what halacha did the Torah mention b'chor when it could have said that the eldest brother should preferably do yibum. It answers that the term b'chor was written like gerusa to diminish the yavam's rights. Just as a b'chor does not take a double portion in his father's inheritance, which is still yet to come to the father, like the assets that are currently in the possession of a living grandfather, so to the yavam who stands in the place of the deceased brother and takes another portion in his father's estate, he does not take an extra portion in the father's assets, which are still yet to come, like the ones were already in the father's possession. So the Yakimoshim Achiv Yavam, who inherited his deceased brother's entire antique picture collection, was dismayed when he was told that he would not receive a double portion of his grandfather's collection destined for his father, and grew worried that his wife, who converted because of his anticipated wealth, would leave him. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether gerim that converted for an ulterior motive are considered legitimate gerim. Daf Chav Hei, so the sin Daf Chav Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The couple celebrating 25 years of marriage. 25 years of marriage, a silver wedding anniversary? That must be more on Daf Chav Hei. The couple celebrating 25 years of marriage after rumors were counted before a day and a half had elapsed, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis state that if one was subject to rumors that he had relations with a married woman and Basin required the husband to divorce her, if the suspected adulterer married her, he must divorce her. The Gemara brought a Malchokas, where Rav held that the adulterer only divorces her when there were witnesses to the adultery, and Rebbe held he must divorce her even based on a mere rumor without witnesses. On this stuff, the Gemara says the halach is like each of them and explains that this is not a contradiction, but the distinction is whether there was a call of the pasik, a rumor that was stopped by a counter rumor that denied the first one. Abai says that his adopted mother taught him that a call of the little pasik, a rumor that was not stopped, is a rumor that endures for a day and a half. So the couple celebrating 25 years of marriage after rumors were countered before a day and a half had elapsed lost their appetite when the waiter testified to them that he killed a husband. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one testifies regarding a man that he died or I killed him or we killed him, he may not marry the dead man's wife, which implies that while he may not marry the wife, others may marry her. The Gemara says the Mishnah can be explained in accordance with Rava, who rules Adam Karuv Eitzel Atzmo Vein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. A person is considered related to himself, and therefore a person cannot disqualify himself from testifying by establishing himself as a Rasha. In effect, Pagim Dibura. We split his testimony, so the part regarding himself is not considered, but his testimony regarding the other is believed. So the couple celebrating 25 years of marriage after rumors were countered before a day and a half had elapsed lost their appetite when the waiter testified to them that he killed a husband who was a mumcha judge who had married a woman he released from a vow. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaChochem Sha'aser Ze'ish Ben Neder Abala Arzel Yise'ena. A Chochem who forbids a woman to her husband by not releasing her from a neder she made not to derive pleasure from him and he divorced her may not marry the woman, even though a basin of three is required to release the woman from her vow, and in such a case the judge would not be suspect since he's acting as part of a basin. The Gemara explains that the case was with a single judge who was a yachid mumcha, an expert judge. In such a case, he may release her from the vow, and if he does not, then he is prohibited to marry her. Daf Chav Vav. So the simon Daf Chav Vav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Vav. The soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Vakulam, and all of them referring to the Chochem, who did not release a wife from her neder, the Shliach who brought a get from Medinas Yam, and the witness to a man's death, Shayilam Nashim Mesu Mutarzli Nasilehem. If they had wives at the time and the wives later died, they're permitted to marry the woman whose case they were involved in. Rashi explains that there's no reason to be suspect that they had ulterior motives since they were married at the time. The Gemara clarifies that in certain situations, even after he divorces his wife, one is permitted to marry these women. So the soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died met up with a comrade whose testimony freed up a woman to marry his son, which reminds us the Mishnah stated, V'kulan mutaris livnen olachem, and all these women are permitted to the sons and brothers of these men who were involved in freeing them. The Gemara explains why this is different from what is taught in a Braisa, that if one is the subject of rumors that he was with a certain woman, that he's forbidden to her mother, her daughter, or her sister. So the soldier who testified that his friends died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died met up with a comrade whose testimony freed up a woman to marry his son. And they had a grand old time discussing the sugya of chalitza pesula, which reminds us that a chalitza pesula is where the brother is not permitted to do yibum and forced to do chalitza, such as in the case where the yavama is the sister of the yavam's chalitza. Since it's a chalitza pesula, the yavam requires a chalitza from all the brothers, since this type of chalitza does not have the strength to sever the zika from all the brothers at once. Daf Chav Zayin. So the simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The kids who blew their zika alert kazoos, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The kids who blew their Zika alert kazoos at the sorrows of two sisters who did chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explained Shmuel's ruling that if the Yavam performs chalitza with two sisters, the tsaros are not released is based on the view that there is Zika. And the reason why the tsaros are not released when the Yavam performs chalitza with the sisters is because the Zika is not strong enough to make the tsaros of an erva through the Zika equal to the erva through Zika herself. And Rashi explains that the Rabban decreed a Zika in the case of Achu Zukuka, so making the sister of a Zukuka like an erva. Now, while this on a Rabban level forbids her tsara from Yibum, it's not strong enough to classify her as an erva like it does with the tsara of a Deraisa erva. Therefore, the tsaras require chalitza as well. So the kids who blew their Zika alert kazoos at the tsaras of two sisters who did chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, where one was a Baal's get and the other a Baal's mimer, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, in a case in which a man's brother died childless, leaving two widows, and the Yavam gave a get to one widow and did mimer with the other one, which one should the Yavam do chalitza with? Do we say that the one that received the get should do chalitza, da askir ba b'chalitza, because the Yavam has already started the chalitza process with her? Or do we say it's preferred to do chalitza with the one he did mimer with, mishim dekroa b'labia, because since he did mimer with her, she's closer than her tzara to doing Yibam with the Yavam, and therefore the chalitza is a stronger chalitza? The Gemara concludes that they're equal and neither takes precedence. So the kids who blew their Zika alert kazoos at the tsaros of two sisters who did chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, where one was a Baal's get and the other a Baal's mimer, were told to stop blowing when they were notified that in fact the first sister died before doing chalitza and the second one was taken in Yibum. Which reminds Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, in a case of two sisters who married two brothers who fall to one Yavam, Mesa Rishona Muta Bashnia, if the first widow died before doing chalitza, then he may take the second sister in Yibum. The Gemara clarifies that even though Rav holds to the principle of Shekol Yavama She'ein Ani Koraba B'Shas Navila Yavama Yavo Aleha Harizoke Ishus Ach She'ish Lobanim, any Yavama that I cannot call the time she fell to Yibum a Yavama is considered like the wife of a brother who has children and is forbidden to the Yavam forever, he says it only applies when it's dealing with the Doraisa of Achuz Isha. But in the case with two sisters where it's only a Zika Derabanan, it does not apply. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.